Hello, this is Terry McCorkle with Qualys. I am the product manager for the vulnerability management product. And today, in this HelpNet Security podcast, I will be speaking about building management security. A lot of common flaws that you find in building management security are things that most people aren't aware of. So I'm going to kind of outline today what you should be aware of and some of the vulnerabilities that you need to be watching for in your environment. Recent breaches that have occurred basically led to some theft of intellectual property and other things like that. And many people don't understand how, for example, a billing management system or an HVAC system can lead to this kind of compromise. So essentially, when you look at a billing management system, it could be serving several functions. It could be something that's used to gain access control to a building. It could be something that controls an elevator. It could be a building management system for example, billing, a billing system that will allow a company to actually trace back who used what power, what energy within a building. It could be a HVAC system. Many times those systems are actually connected to the internet in ways that the companies may not be aware of. So for example, you have what's called a building integrator, and a building integrator is responsible for installing and oftentimes maintaining that connection to the building management system. When they install that system, usually they will do what's called dual homing, or they'll give it two interfaces so that they can actually get in and perform maintenance on the system. And the other interface is connected to the corporate network so that corporate citizens could go in and, for example, change the temperature of a building or control or monitor that system. Now, what happens oftentimes when you have this setup is you have the building management integrator will actually have an unknown connection to that system. So they'll have it connected to a Comcast or some other ISP that the company that hired them to maintain that may not be aware of. So when you start looking at vulnerabilities in this space, that's oftentimes where you find a lot of that. For example, we have identified over 50,000 of these systems online. There's other systems out there that are continually building databases of these systems. So it's becoming easier and easier for attackers to actually identify these new doors into corporate networks. So when it comes to actually protecting yourself against these sort of vulnerabilities, it becomes more difficult than just a standard security or standard computer device that may be on your network. There's not only are there situations where you need to patch the system, but you may have unknown exposures as well. As far as patching the systems, that's an additional vulnerability that exists that a lot of times it's not automated. It's not something where you can just say, hey, download the patch for this and install it. Many times you have to actually go to the building integrator and have them install it as well. So when you start looking at the common things that you find there, you find very, very simple exploitable conditions that have basically been around since the 90s that many of these companies haven't actually taken. They haven't had to deal with these, like, for example, a website has or like Windows has. So they have some of the very basic flaws that exist for attackers to compromise. In order to start addressing these issues, it's very important for people to first understand that you may have systems that may be out on the internet. You may have systems that may have unknown vulnerabilities that don't have an easy way to patch. And so in order to protect yourself against these sort of vulnerabilities or these sort of threats that may be unknown, you need to make sure that you're talking to the building integrators, make sure you understand what they're doing, make sure you're helping them manage the situations. So for example, passwords and reused passwords that they may have, you're going to want to make sure you're taking control of that, and they come check out a password from you, for example, when they need to access it. Make sure you put VPNs in front of these systems that are connected to the internet so that these vulnerable systems aren't connected directly to the internet. And overall, just make sure that you understand where these systems are on your network and understand where the building integrator may have introduced these vulnerabilities in your system.